How can you find a good barn dominium builder? Authored by the Build My Barndo staff. One of the most important decisions you will make when building a barn dominium is who you trust to bring your vision to life. Your builder isn't just handling materials and labor, they're shaping your future home. You're counting on them to listen, communicate clearly, and deliver quality work. This guide walks you through smart, practical ways to find and evaluate potential builders. Getting started. Word of mouth. A great way to start is to talk to people you trust, your network of friends, family, and neighbors, and see if anyone has a recommendation. A personal endorsement is likely more trustworthy than an anonymous online recommendation from Mary S. or Jim W. If your source says that the builder only does stick built, you may want to check for yourself. Some contractors work with a variety of building types. While you're talking, ask about the quality of the builder's job. Quality, communications, responsiveness, and whether the overall experience was positive. The Better Business Bureau. In the absence of strong candidates from personal referrals, the Better Business Bureau, www.bbb.org, is a good way to search because of the convenience it offers. On the homepage, use the search option under Find a Better Business. In the Find section, you can enter builder, contractor, etc. In the Near field, enter your city. An example, find residential builder near Wapaka, Wisconsin. This search generated a long list of builders. The top two results were as follows, though the names and contact information have been changed. Johnson Builders WI LLC, Building Contractors BB Plus, not BBB accredited service area, W4368 Madison PL, Wapaka, WFE4981, PH651-691-5918. SS Builders Building Contractors BBB rating A+. Not BBB accredited service area, 2525 County Road L, Amherst, 54981, PH751-661-5981. At first glance, Johnson Builders sounds like a great choice. It's in the same town where the project is. However, the C-plus rating, while not terrible, isn't stellar. The second builder on the list is also nearby, and they have an A-plus rating. However, when the service area link is clicked, it shows that this builder only services Portage County, the county next door to the job site. Fortunately, a filter at the top of the page can help narrow the search. If you click on Serving My Area, the generated list will show builders that work in your county. Click on one, and it gives you more information about the company, such as how long they have been in business, who owns the company, and what type of company it is, LLC or Inc. If a builder is not rated, you can scroll down to see a box labeled Not Rated, and it will explain why. An example is RS&P Construction LLC. It states, "This business has no rating because it is out of business." That is an important detail to know, however. Not all of the unrated businesses are closed. Some simply haven't been rated yet. BBB ratings are based on the information the BBB has about the business, which includes complaints from the public, information from businesses and public data sources, but the BBB may not have all the information about the company. The BBB rating, therefore, should be considered in conjunction alongside other factors. National Association of Home Builders. The National Association of Home Builders, NAB.org, is composed of many local and state home builders associations, HBAs, across the country. Search for an HBA in your city or one nearby. Some local HBAs will have a directory available for you to peruse, others will not. However, a home builders association, while encouraging good practices, is not vetting their members. That is something you, the homeowner, must do. Online search, pros, cons, and caution. Naturally, if you type home builder or contractor near me, you are likely to get many choices, though it may get narrowed if you use barn dominium builder near me. Many of them, especially the sponsored or advertised listings, will have reviews and ratings, but you will want to be careful of putting too much stock in them. They can be faked. However, if you choose to look through them, here are a few tips. Pay attention to the volume of reviews. A 4.7-star rating from 50 people is more credible than a 5-star rating based on 3 reviews. Look for patterns in the verbiage. If you see a lot of generic statements such as, "great job," may be signs of fake or bot-generated reviews. A sudden spike in 5-star reviews when there were few previously may be a red flag. Sites like Yelp, Angie's List, and Google may also come up in your search. These sites may attempt to block or remove fake reviews, but there is no guarantee that all reviews are legitimate. Regardless of how you come across them, builders that you find online should be vetted, not only through online reviews and ratings, if applicable, but through other sources also, new home open houses and home shows. These approaches are a little more hands-on, but of course, you are not in control of the where and when as you are online. If you see a new home for sale in the area, make an appointment with the realtor to see it. Check out home shows. They often include homes to tour. When you are looking at the homes, look carefully at the quality and type of components installed. What is the flooring material? Does it feel solid and well installed? How is the cabinet work? Trim? Paint finishes? Ask questions about who did the work and whether they handle barn dominium builds. Ask about materials and craftsmanship. Professional builders or their representatives should be ready and willing to give you real answers. Vetting builders. After using one or more of the resources we've discussed, hopefully you have a list of builders in the area who build barn dominiums, either optionally or exclusively. Now it is time to learn more about them. One item that is always a good start when dealing with a new business is to check with the Better Business Bureau to see what complaints, if any, are on record for the builder. Of course, you may already have covered this step if you gathered prospects from the BBB's website. Remember that this is just the beginning of the vetting process. Other research is needed before you sign on with any builder. At this point, you may want to contact the builders individually. While you may find out what you need on the phone, meeting with someone in person can give you a better feel for a builder and the business. Is he/she a good listener? Does the business seem organized? Do the people strike you as professionals you want to work with? This is your chance to find out as much as you can about working with a prospective builder. So make the most of it. Here are some questions to get you started. Important questions to ask when talking to prospective builders. Talk about their experience. How long have they been building contracting? How much experience do they have building barn dominiums? Ask for their building license number and check it online. If you prefer, you can simply search online using Contractor License Lookup, your state here. For example, Contractor License Lookup, Iowa. On the website lookup function, you can check with their license number or their full legal business name. The listing will tell you if the license is active and when it was issued. Verify it is the same builder by checking the address. Ask how their contracts are written. A contract should be very clear about what work is included and what is not. If it's not in a signed contract, you are not protected. Inquire about warranties. What is covered and for how long? What is the expected timeline? Will you be notified if delays occur? Talk about communication. When and how will you be updated on the status of the build? If something unexpected should come up, how will you contact each other? The cost of the build is naturally an important question. Be sure you know what the payment schedule would be like. Who pays the extra labor costs and material costs should the unexpected happen? Ask for references from past customers. A good contractor should be able to provide 2 to 3 names and numbers. Contact these references and ask questions about every step of the building process. Was communication smooth? Did the project stay on the given timeline? Did it stay on budget? If not, why not? How did the builder handle the added cost? The most important question to ask is, would you use this builder for a new project? Insurance verification. Before any work begins, ask for a copy of the Certificate of Insurance, COI, with your name, the homeowner, as the certificate holder, showing general liability, workers' compensation, and builder's risk, if needed. This insurance is important because it can protect you from liability for property damage or job site injuries incurred while building is in progress. Contact the insurance company listed on the COI to verify that the policy is real, that it is current, and that the coverage amounts are sufficient for the project. Other qualifications. Building a barn dominium is a major investment of money, time, as well as expectations. The builder you choose will shape the structure as well as your experience throughout the build. Take your time, ask good questions, and follow your instincts if something doesn't feel right. Find someone who listens, someone who is organized, someone who sees your barndominium as more than a job, but as your home.